Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Felipe Sanchez Jr., for the repose of the soul of Elena Montoya, Gabriel Rivera, and Gabby Martinez. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This first Friday of Adoration is the first Friday that we celebrate within this great season of Advent. And what our Lord puts before you and I is something of great and a desire to see. Before we get into that, I want you to see something that is coming up in the future. Next week on Thursday is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, a holy day of obligation, our national feast day. Our nation is dedicated to Our Lady and her Immaculate Conception. And so our Masses, as you can recall, will be on that the vigil the night before at 5:30 here within the church. That's a Wednesday. And on the Thursday at 7 a.m., while Fort Sumner will have the Mass on the day in the evening at their time at 5:30 p.m., just to remind you of that holy day of obligation. Now, in this day, our Lord calls you and I to re-examine our ability to see. Look at those blind men who come up to the Lord. Two of them, following the Lord, cry out, and they say, "Son of David, have pity on us." Their prayer is a prayer of faith. Our Lord desires to draw out their faith, saying, "Do you believe that I can do it for you?" And once he acquires their faith, because he doesn't merely desire to restore sight to them, he desires to restore a spiritual sight to them so that they can not only see physically to get around in the world, but to see spiritually that they might find their way to the world which never ends. But then he begins to touch their eyes and says, "Let it be done to you according to your faith." You and I need spiritual vision to make it through this season of Lent, this little Lent which is Advent, but also that we might attain to what Advent is actually leading you and I toward, which is not only toward this yearly experience of the coming of Christ in the flesh, but so, as we spoke on Sunday, as the Son of Man descended, so he did so that man might ascend to God. I share with you a prayer of faith, a prayer for sight, from the saint who we celebrate tomorrow, St. Francis Xavier, the great missionary. Maybe this could be your prayer of faith as you enter into this day of adoration to spend more time with the Lord. He prays, "My powerful God, my merciful Father, Father of my soul, creator of all things and of all things on this earth, since you are my only good, I firmly believe that without the possibility of doubt, that I am to be saved through your infinite merits of your passion and your death, Lord Jesus Christ. No matter how very great may be the sins of my youth and all that I have committed since then, you, Lord, created me and you gave me my body and my soul and everything that I have. And you, my God, have made me unto your likeness, and not of the false gods of the Gentiles. So therefore, as Christians, we give thanks and praise God, you who are three and one. God, you have given us to know you and this faith which is the true law of his Son, Christ Jesus. So I turn to you, my Lady, Saint Mary, you are the hope of Christians, queen of angels, and of all the saints who are with God, our Lord, in heaven. So I now recommend myself to you, my Lady, and to all the saints at the very hour of my death, so that you may protect me from this world, the flesh, and the devil, which are my enemies. O Lord Saint Michael, defend me from the devil at the hour of my death, when I shall have to render an account to God for all my past life. Weigh, O Lord, my sins against the merits of your passion and your death, O my Lord Jesus Christ, and not against my very few just deeds. And I shall thus be delivered from the power of the enemy and shall go to enjoy forever the glory of paradise." These are the words of Saint Francis Xavier, a man who saw no pain, no difficulty, no hardship within this world that he was not willing to endure, not only for the love of Christ, that he might personally attain a salvation, but so that souls all over the world, even to the very ends of what was known at the time, might finally come encounter Christ in his graces in baptism and holy faith. He prays for a vision that sees not the sufferings, the difficulties, and the hardships of this world, but rather a vision that allows him to attain to that life which knows no end. As he entrusted himself to the patroness of the season, Holy Mary, as he laid his life in the hands of Saint Michael, as we do at every Mass, And as he pleaded only to be known in and to be saved by the passion and the merits of Christ, not his own works, so too in this Advent season, we await the coming of that Lord whose passion is the only hope of our salvation. Pray God this day for such a vision as he. Lord, we want to see. Increase our faith, that it may be done to us according to the faith which you have planted within us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.